Cecil Gaines, a tall, aged black man, sits alone in a grand hallway with pillars and white marble floors. A man is stood guard beside a large wooden door. Wearing a blue suit with a thin striped tie, Cecil sits lost in thought. The screen slowly fades to black. Two black men are hung together from a noose. The American flag billows in the breeze behind them. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Martin Luther King Jr. Sat in the grand hallway, Cecil stares wistfully off into space. A sweeping aerial view of cotton fields. Macon, Georgia, 1926.
The only thing I ever knew was cotton. It was hard work.
Now you know the cotton is red when the bud splits. And the bowl is star-shaped, like a big old star in the sky. Like your big old head.
Hold on, is that some cotton? Is that cotton?
But I didn't mind, because I got to spend all day working with my daddy.
Take this picture.
Take a picture, y'all. Why don't everybody smile?
Cecil poses for a photo with his parents. The plantation owner ambles through the cotton field towards Cecil's mother.
Patty, come on. I need your help in the shed. Come on.
Reluctant, Hattie takes his hand and they walk off together through the field. Barely as tall as the cotton plants, Cecil and his father watch them.
Pa, will you take him on?
Get back to work.
Cecil, come back here, boy.
Mama!
Come here.
Look at me, boy. Don't you lose your temper with that man. This is world. We just living in it. You hear me? Now get on back to work.
Hearing Hattie scream, the cotton pickers stop working. A woman watches them from the porch of the main house. She walks down the front steps and makes her way into the field. Devastated, Cecil's father wipes his eyes as he spots the plantation owner sauntering out of the shed and putting on his braces.
Pa, what you gonna do?
Hey.
The plantation owner stops amongst the cotton plants and locks eyes with Cecil's father. The two men glare at each other. Then the plantation owner calmly takes his gun from its holster and points it at Cecil's father.
Dad!
Cecil's father falls to the ground. Cold, the plantation owner glowers at Cecil, then walks away. Cecil and the woman from the house hurry over to his father.
What are you looking at? Huh? Who wants to go next? You get back to work.
He holsters his gun and saunters off. Annabeth, the woman from the house, stares in shock at Cecil's father lying dead on the ground.
Hey, you, get some of the hands help dig a hole for his pa. Hurry up!
Sat on the ground by his father's corpse, Cecil cries.
Stop crying. I'm gonna have you in the house now. I'm gonna teach you how to be a house nigger.
Cecil stares at her with his big brown eyes. The screen fades to black. Inspired by the true story, in the house.
He's coming.
Yes, sir.
And quiet when you're serving. I don't even want to hear you breathe.
Yes, ma'am.
The room should feel empty when you're in it.
Cecil spoons potato onto Annabeth's plate.
It was much nicer working in the house than in the field.
Crazy nigga from the last.
Give me more.
Stoic, he serves the man who killed his father. Wearing a smart waistcoat and bow tie, Cecil brings Annabeth an iced tea. She smiles as he sweetens the iced tea with sugar and gently places the spoon on a napkin. She shooes him away, and Cecil walks out. The cook hands Cecil a tray of food. Emotionless, he watches the family of the plantation tucking into their dinner.
When I got older, I knew I had to go before he killed me too.
He pays a final visit to his father's grave.
Part of me was scared to leave. It was the only world I ever knew.
Cecil wanders through the bustling cotton plantation.
Ma, I took Pa's watch.
He strokes his father's golden pocket watch and crouches down beside his mother.
Ma? Ma, I'm leaving.
My mama never spoke much after that. I knew she'd miss me. But I also knew she wanted me to leave that place.
Trapped in a world of her own, Hattie stares off into space. Annabeth gives Cecil a book.
And even though Miss Annabeth never said it, I knew she'd miss me too.
Cecil walks off along the veranda. He fleetingly glances back at Annabeth, hunched over in her rocking chair. Cecil walks along a dirt track edged by cotton fields.
I don't think God meant for people to not have a family.
He breaks into a run. As the rain lashes down, Cecil takes cover in a field.
Outside the cotton fields was even worse than I thought it would be. No one would give me a job, a food, or a place to sleep.
He trudges along the rain-drenched roads.
Any white man could kill any of us at any time and not be punished for it. The law wasn't on our side. The law was against us.
Two men hang from nooses. Cecil stops outside a hotel and looks at cakes in the window.
I was hungry all the time.
Stood in the dark in the pouring rain, he stares at the sumptuous cakes. Desperate, he smashes the window with his hand. He clambers inside. Alerted by the noise, the hotel's master servant makes his way downstairs. He finds Cecil sat in the dark, feasting on cake.
You know what can happen to you, son.
Cecil looks at him, his face covered in chocolate.
Get up.
Ashamed, Cecil hangs his head.
I said get up.
He tends to Cecil's cuts.
I'm gonna have to lie to the boss man about that window. Good Lord say, he ain't supposed to lie.
Sorry, sir.
Where's your ma and your pa?
Ma crazy in the head and my pa got killed.
I'll make you some ham sandwiches. Send you on your way. The boss will be here in a minute. Sundays are busy as morning.
You looking for some help? I know how to serve.
You done broke our window. You done stole our food. And now you asking for a job?
Back in Macon, I'm a house nigga. A good one.
Don't you ever use that word, son. That's a white man's word. It's filled with hate. Didn't your father ever teach you any better?
Cecil looks him straight in the eye. He starts work at the hotel.
Slow down.
Son.
Gotta look through the eyes. See what it is they want. Got it?
Structure. I got it.
Wearing a white jacket, black trousers, and a black bow tie, Cecil sits on the floor polishing shoes.
See what it is they need.
Right this way.
Anticipate.
Cecil serves drinks to the hotel guests. As he moves a woman's purse onto her table, a guest snatches it away from him.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
Bring a smile for the eyes of your principal.
Impassive, Cecil stands by the hotel pool carrying a tray of drinks. Inside, he mixes cocktails for his mentor's approval.
Perfect. Perfect.
Shining shoes, Cecil smiles contentedly.
Don't forget to save me them chitlins.
Why you like chitlins so much?
Because they're a good eat. The manager of Excelsior in D.C., he came by yesterday. He offered me a job as a butler.
Must be paying you top dollar, huh, boss?
Yeah. I was thinking about taking it, but I don't know. I'm too old to be leaving North Carolina. I'm just fine right here. I told him to hire you.
Snap out of my way around this hotel. Ain't ready for all them highfalutin white people, all their fancy words.
Cecil, we got two faces. Us, and the ones that we gotta show the white folks. Now, to get up in the world, you have to make them feel non-threatened. Use that, but them fancy words that I've taught you. White folks up north, they like some uppity colors.
Yeah.